Any other comments in terms of the molecular biology of non-small cell lung cancer, where you think it's heading, where you think bevacizumab and anti-VEGF therapy fit into these models?
I think that we have a few cases in lung cancer where we're going to have an oncogene addiction model. EGFR mutant lung cancers. There's another type of lung cancer that has translocations in a kinase called ALK. And those are the same model. You would give it an ALK inhibitor and these cells die. And this is even rare, probably 3% of lung cancers. I think one of the overall acknowledgments is that lung cancer is extraordinarily heterogeneous. To actually group it as one disease is just stupid because it isn't one disease. Just because they both came about in the lung, they're completely driven by different genetic events and they're going to respond entirely different to different therapies. And I think that's bearing out even with colorectal cancers, as you mentioned. But I think we're going to find small examples, EGFR, ALK. Maybe we'll find some others. But I think what we're going to be left with is that most of our cancers are not going to have a simple oncogene addiction. I think the simple oncogene addictions are going to be the rare ones. And we're going to have to become more creative, figure out more ingenious strategies to try to target these other ones. These simple ones are the low-hanging fruit of oncology. They only have one drug. You give them one drug and the tumor shrinks. Those are the easy ones. And I think that the majority of those cancers will not be easy ones. It's fun to work on the stuff that works, so everyone likes to work on the easy stuff. But the majority of our cancers don't have this situation. We have to figure out a way to treat those as well.